beautiful and awesome. And I feel almost stalkery because I've never actually talked to you in person. But the Fourth Line Beauty, she is so much fun to follow just because you have outside hobbies that don't just require hockey, but also are so masculine dominated that I feel like you're showing us girls how to do it all. And with such style and grace and beauty. And I just appreciate you coming on today.
I'm like blushing over here.
I mean,
having me.
Yeah. I just feel like, you know, like we are allowed to like whatever we like. And I just feel like we have compressed ourselves into like what is quote unquote feminine and beautiful and all of that. And it's just like, you know, I grew up in, you know, Lake Tahoe, and I grew up fishing, and that was the first thing that my grandfather ever showed me. And it wasn't about the actual fishing part. It was more about the patience and the beauty of, you know, just getting time together, which I feel like is missed upon people. But I just love watching you because you can just see how peaceful and joyous you are in all of your activities. And I just love that you don't pretend like you don't like this shit just because it's not going to get you followers.
Yeah. And actually, I want to thank you because you're the one that pushed me to actually post more than just hockey. And then it actually gave me the idea to where I want to like incorporate like fishing. And I'm like, how can I make hockey into this? I'm like, how can I do like, you know, all the stuff I like, but make it hockey. Like when I did my Disney trip, I was like, okay, I love Disney and I love hockey too. How can I like incorporate the two? So that's why I was like, let's put Disney behind everything. Let's do a packing with me with Disney.
I mean, that's the beauty of it all, is that we're human. And I mean, not even hockey players, you know, like NHL hockey players only have one thing they do. Like, you know, like you see so many of them go on fishing trips, or, you know, they golf, or, you know, like I've seen a lot of them like with random stuff, like RC cars with their kids, like, you know, they do racing and stuff. Like, it's like, we're not one trick ponies. And even though this is our passion and our love, and it's the greatest game in the world, in my opinion, like we're still so much more than that. Like, like I was a snowboarder for most my life. So it's like, I'm not going to stop being that person just because I found a new hobby, you know?
Yeah.
Which I love about you. Like, that is one of the coolest things, is that, you know, you even have your countryside, and it's just so much fun to watch you follow you and watch you grow. Like, it is completely awesome seeing you completely come into your own and just fully own your beauty, even as a fourth liner. But I really appreciate, I mean, I just think it's all about the girl power, but it's silly to say, but thank you, Spice Girls, but
right.
But I really believe it. I really believe that, you know, we're only as good as the collective. So if we lift each other up, all boats rise, you know? So as long as we're pursuing the forward momentum, like, I feel like we're doing good in this community. So obviously this podcast is called Goldilocks and the Three Beers. So I always like to ask everybody, obviously this is early and I'm not going to deny that, even though this isn't, you know, whatever. So we're going to have beer for breakfast. I obviously, because we are those girls, I have a Pink Whitney to start off with. And then I found Rogue Beer, which is out of Portland, which is the closest I could find, which I love Rogue. And this is Bat Squatch, which is a fantastic hazy IPA. I know you're a runner, so I know you're not probably not drinking this early, but what would you normally be drinking
day? Right now I have my coffee, but in the trailer are my Pink Whitney shots. I should have been more prepared and brought them. But I do. I have a list of my, like, favorite go-to drinks.
Nice.
And I would backtrack that even though I post Pink Whitney and everything,
yeah,
I'm not a big drinker, and I'm like a big beer drinker, which shame on me being Oregon raised and not really being into beer and just now getting into it. So I always say I'm gross and I like sours. I will like put it on grape. I love sours. A lot of people don't like it, you know, but my favorite is the 10 barrel cucumber sour and the 10 barrel raspberry sour.
Okay.
And then I have Pink Whitney on the list. I know that's not beer, but you have to have Pink Whitney. And then I love the Boneyard CBD drinks. And I know, again, I know it's not a beer, but there are some people out there who don't drink beer and, you know, they still want to have like that fun option. The Boneyard CBD drinks, King Cola is my favorite. That's a good option. So those are about like the ones that I like. I know McMiniman's, they put out some sours sometimes. And I actually went on to try and find the list of what it was called, and I couldn't find it. So there is a McMiniman sour out there that I do like.
Yeah. Some of them are like only seasonal. So like you have to be kind of like, I don't know, patient, I guess is the better word. I am not a huge fan of Pink Whitney. Let's just say that I like it when we're all drinking it and when it's in a hockey setting, I love it. But do you ever mix it with anything or is it just a shot for you?
So I have like a couple different ways I drink it. And I like it with, so I'll do the Pink Whitney shot and then I'll do the Boneyard. They have a lemon ginger CBD drink. So I'll mix that together. And so it's like a Sprite type drink with that. And then I like it frozen when it's like frozen and almost into like that slushy.
Yeah.
And then adding some raspberries and stuff to it and making it like, you know, a little bit fancy. That's how I like my Pink Whitney.
You like your Pink Whitney fancy. I mean, that's one way to do it. Do you do the frozen raspberries or like fresh ones?
When they're in season fresh.
Okay. Because I like to do a puree every once in a while just because that's fun, like with strawberries and stuff. So, you know, you never know. Yeah. What is your least favorite beer?
So I have two that are my least favorite, but I have positives to go with it because I hate just, you know, I'm going to sandwich it.
Okay.
So I don't like Nikasi's Dawn of the Red. That was my first, one of my first like craft beers, I guess you want to say, I tried.
Yeah,
it traumatized me. I was like, I'm not doing this again. But I went to Nikasi's brewery and I took a beer tour, and 10 out of 10 would do it again. Recommend it to anyone who can do it in Eugene. That was fun. The other one is Hot Valley Citrus Mistress, and the only reason why I don't necessarily like it is because it's only good at the brewery. And I don't know if that's because I am a princess and I lived in Eugene. So I like got the freshest, you know, and now that I live in Portland, like I don't get the freshest. So I don't know if it's because like I'm a big baby and like I'm, you know, thinking about my drinks, but that was like the only thing. And then the other, if you're ever in Eugene, I would recommend going to Hop Valley's brewery too.
All right. I like that you gave the positives. That's awesome. For me,
I know.
For me, a red is the like roughest beer anyways, like that somebody even offered that to you as a starter at a brewery sucks. I mean, that's as good as going into stout right away.
Right. It was like the $3 beer batter. So at the M's, they do like, I think every like minor league and MLB team does it, but it was a beer batter. And I was like, I don't know what to get. And I panicked. So I was like, this thing looks pretty. Let's just do this.
All right, then. Do you have a preferable after hockey drink of choice?
I like cider. Okay. And I got a lot of hate in the locker room for bringing sours into it. But I actually like it because it's, I like drinking like a juice. Like, you know, I don't like having like a beer after. I feel like it's too heavy and it like weighs me down. Because what if you ever get the chance where it's like, we need the extra player? I don't want to be weighed down with beer. I'd rather have like my juice.
You're like the juice box kid. You had your Capri Sun afterward.
Yeah.
But I mean, seriously, I mean, like, I have so many, even like males on teams that it's just like they prefer White Claws after hockey. Like, it's like, it, I don't even think it matters anymore. Like, it's like, even if you're not drinking, like, we just, the after play stuff is the best time for the conversations, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not going to, like, stop us from chirping you a little, you know?
Yeah. No, I did. They're like, you brought this. I'm like, yeah, you told me to bring my favorite. Luckily, I backed up and I had PBRs because I'm like, I don't know if everyone's going to like ciders.
I don't know who doesn't like a cider. I mean, it's sweet, but it's delicious.
Right.
So what got you into hockey?
So I was in roller derby and I was a roller skater for pretty much my whole life. And then all of a sudden one day I was hanging out with some friends and we went to the rink and I like, it clicked. All of a sudden, I was like, I suck at it. I know I suck, but everyone sucks at one, like, you know, and like Erica Nardini says, embrace the suck. And like, that's exactly what I do. And all of a sudden it clicked. I was like, I need to play hockey. And I did a learn to play hockey. And I was the only person in the class. The only person in the class. And shout out to Ollie and Skylar. They were two Zamboni drivers that were teaching me. It was literally like I had the on the bench guys teaching me hockey. It was the funnest time. So, and then I just threw myself to the Sharks and I was like, let's just sign up for beer league. And I signed up for C. I was the worst player out there and I knew it. I was probably the biggest liability because I got ran over all the time. I remember my grandma coming to one of my games and she was like, Shelby, she fell. Cause I got ran over by like a 6'2" player, like way bigger than me. But then of course I always have like the derby mentality where it's like, you have 12 seconds to get up. Like your ass needs to get up and you need to get back in that game, whether it hurts or not, you're getting up.
I did roller derby too. And the fact is that I feel like hockey's a little bit softer. I feel like sometimes I wasn't having to worry as much as I was like in derby. It was like, you fell with your fingers in and you hugged yourself. Like you were like, all about it. Where in hockey, I just feel like you can kind of like be lax about it.
Yeah. Like I got a wheel to the back of the head and I was wearing a helmet. I'm like, explain that one. Like, I mean, I definitely don't want to get cut with skates, but I mean, we have gloves on. We have like the most protection we can have.
I just remember in derby, like having, like, you know, it's less clothing than you would than I would normally like to be involved in. And I don't really like clothing to, you know, extreme extent, but like, I remember having fishnet bruises for like days. And like, how do I explain that? Like,
yeah, I remember because I was in high school when I played roller derby and I remember going in and like wearing shorts and having like the fishnet bruises and like the wheel bruises and like teachers asking me like if my mom like was beating me at home. I'm like, no, I play roller derby. I love these bruises. I wear these bruises with pride.
I think their worst one was I got rink rash and like it was on top of my fishnets. So like when I took them off, like it was like, you know, the little like, you know, diamond shapes were all like scraped up. And then like there would be like a line in between it that I kind of look like, you know, the leg and in the Christmas story, like that it was just like, oh man, like yeah. I just can't. And then you have to make sure that you perfectly line up your fishnets the next time so that they don't rub on yours, you know. It's good times. Yeah. I do have to say though that coming from four wheels to a straight line was definitely different for me.
Same.
I mean, I see other girls that like are so good at roller and I just am like, it's just so weird. I just don't feel like I have the balance that I'm used to. And everybody's like, but four wheels are so scary. You can get them all locked up. But it was just like, but I was on like a vertical ramp and stuff that it's like, that's easier in my head, which is weird.
Yeah. Well, so in my mind, because I come from like a skating background, I always had toe stops, and in roller derby you have to have toe stops, and I think it's because we've had to have toe stops our whole life, so we have that like extra like toe pick, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how I think of it. I was like, I just relied on a toe pick my whole life, so I was like in my head I'm like, did I just grow up a figure skater?
I guess in a way. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I'm just glad that somebody else feels my pain. So when did you actually start playing?
I have been playing, well, I'm not playing right now currently. I guess you'd say I'm a free agent, but it's only because I'm working on getting towards being like an actual good C player. I'm technically bronze. I signed up for bronze. But I'm like, I don't want to be a bronze player anymore. I want to be a C player and above. You know, maybe third line. Maybe one day I could change my name to third line beauty. But I just want to focus on becoming a better player. So like I'm working on my skills. I'm out in my hockey tent. My hockey office. There was a big debate in the house yesterday. If it was a hockey tent or the hockey office. And so I'm just working on doing that. But I've been playing hockey for 3 seasons.
Okay. And if you don't and follow her, which you should be following her, she has I would consider it a nice garage or carport of like it's full on setup for backyard hockey, which I think is fantastic. I mean, I wish yeah. I had that kind of space, but you know, I just feel like it's a full on hockey playground back there.
I call it my spoiled wife present because my husband actually, because it was a carport. It used to actually hold their boat and he pushed it back and was like, okay, you're going to have a hockey tent and we're going to have a hockey setup for you in the back. But it rains so much in Oregon. So it's like, well, I don't want to get soaked out there because it's like, whatever. I'm used to it. But he was like, well, we can prevent it by putting a tarp over it and making an actual carport like type thing again. And so luckily I have that. So I'm able to like go out there rain or shine. Like I have no excuse.
Which is nice. And then do you have a pro team? Have you switched to the Kraken? Like how are we feeling?
I'm still a Blackhawks fan, but I like to my left over here I have shout out Rookie Rocket. I have her one of her paintings and it's the Bruins goalie, and then I have a Bruins thing because my husband's a Bruins fan. He wants me to be a Bruins fan, but I'm still Blackhawks fan. But theoretically I like to say I'm a Nick Dowd fan. Like, I have followed Nick Dowd since he was in the Kings. So, like, I have a Kings jersey. Like, that shows, you know, a little bit that, like, I'm a fan of him.
Yeah.
And then, like, I remember when you went to the Canucks, and the Canucks are my Canadian team, because I always say I have a U.S. team and a Canadian team, and I would say that the Canucks are my Canadian team. And so I remember when he went there, and I was so excited, but I love to see how he's doing with the Caps. So low-key, I'm a Caps fan, but at heart, I'm still a Blackhawks fan.
Well, there you go. I mean, I love it when people find a player that has spoken to them, you know, and they follow them throughout their career. One of my other good friends, like, he is a Blackhawks fan, but he was born and raised in San Diego, and I was always like, you're not any of the closer teams. And he was just like, I've just always liked this one player. And like, you know, I mean, I think it's cool. As long as you stay loyal to like whatever started it, I feel like that's cool. I mean, like, yeah, like you said, you followed his whole career. So, and continued career, but you know, it's just fun to hear the stories.
Yeah. Like, he was actually my first NHL game. It was preseason. So, like, I don't know, we have to put the asterisks there that it was preseason, but I remember seeing him, and, like, I have pictures on my Instagram of me, like, up at the glass next to him, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm finally seeing my player. And on top of that, I got asked to go play a game, and that was, like, the first time I've ever touched a hockey stick. And I was at Center Ice at the Staples Center, and I'm like, okay, this is what it's going to be like.
I think you got the ultimate fan experience.
Right? I was like, okay, let's do this. I've never been on ice before. Like, I'm going to fall. And then I remember seeing, like, a Kyle Clifford fight, like, right at the glass. Because we were at the Zam doors at this point. So it was fun,
to say the least.
Yeah. I was like, well, I didn't know, like, if I wanted to say yes to this, because it was, like, one of the things where, like, you had to shoot the puck to get it to the center ice. And I actually got close to, like, I almost beat a goal, because I went with a goalie. And I've never touched a stick in my life. And that was kind of a little bit of, like, maybe what sparked my hockey moment.
That's amazing. I just feel like those are the things that it's like, it changes your life completely. Like, it's like, like, this is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. And then, like, my first NHL experience, I went up into Canada and I took a Canada trip and I saw the Canucks play the Bruins, and we got gifted tickets from Mr. Benning. Shout out, he's no longer, but shout out Benning for giving us the tickets. We actually got into a private suite, and that was like my first NHL experience. So I feel like I got like the whole like nice, like plushy lifestyle of like what it's like to be an NHL like player or have like a lot of money.
Yeah. Most of the time, none of us get sweets unless something happens.
Yeah, like there was free beer. Like, it was so like plushy, just like, you know, watching the Canucks as I'm eating like chocolate covered strawberries. I'm like, I should have vlogged that whole experience because it was so fun.
Do you drive to Canada or do you fly? Because it's only a couple hours, right?
We drove.
Okay.
Because I want to say it's 8-9 hours.
Okay.
I'm probably off on my times, but I don't drive really, so.
That's amazing. Well, like, so did you stay overnight then at least, or did you drive home the same day?
No, we took a weekend up there. So like we got to go around Vancouver.
That sounds like such a fun time. Like,
yeah, it was fun. And it was crazy because it's right before, because it happened, let's see, I went to the game in February and then COVID happened in March. So it's really crazy how like that was my last like huge hurrah before shutdowns and like we can't go back to Canada. So I'm like, at least I have so many memories in Canada right now before I can go back.
Yeah, you got, in a way, you got to savor the flavor.
Yeah, right? Because I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go back. Because I'm like thinking of like Timmy's and the Timbits and everything.
Full disclosure, I've never had those. I just had Dunkin' Donuts for the first time too. So it's like, I need to get on the train.
We don't have a Dunkin' here in Oregon anymore. And we used to, but I was too young to have coffee. So I have no idea what Dunkin' tastes like. So like, I love seeing like all the hockey players be like, oh, here I'm at Dunkin' again. I'm like, wonder what that tastes like.
The craziest thing is that I went to Boston, which is like where you think of Dunkin' came from, or, you know, like that's just where I take every Dunkin' Donut thing too, because that's what you hear about mostly. And I didn't try it once when I was there. There's two of them in the airport. Like, it was just like, I didn't even think about it. And then I finally tried it here, and it's just like Dunkin' Donuts. Like, I always thought it was just the donuts, and then like coffee was an afterthought. And then it was always just like the sweet stuff, where it's like, they're actually like keeping up with Starbucks, and like people are saying that it's even better than Starbucks. I mean, they're really good at coffees. I had no idea. but as a donut, I enjoy it. I think it's a great donut. There's nothing bad to say about it, but from what I know, they're not even recognized for their donuts. So who the hell knows? But you know,
yeah,
I gotta try the Canadian stuff next. Like, hopefully when we can all get back, you know, when stuff gets back to normal, we can go and do that for reals. Yeah. That's definitely my next stop. I mean, I think everyone I know has been to Canada that's into hockey, and I am one of the only ones that hasn't still.
I really want to go back. I think it's called Scotia Bar now, but it was known as like Eight Rinks, I want to say. Don't quote me on it, but I want to go back there so bad, because even just like walking through it and seeing all the different sheets of ice was insane.
Yeah, that just sounds, I mean, everybody says like there's like rinks everywhere. Like, you have like 20 within like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And not even just like outdoor, there's indoor too, like, you know, whatever. Like, it sounds like a hockey heaven.
Yeah. Cause I remember actually we outdoor skated at this spot in downtown Vancouver. I don't remember what it's called, but it's basically a public rink. And we did that at night, and it was such a cool experience. So I guess I finally got it, say I could experience outdoor, because living in Oregon, there's one pond that I know of that freezes over, but you have like maybe 2 days to go on it, if I'm right, from what I've heard. So I'm like, I don't want to risk my life to try and like experience the outdoors, but one day.
How many rinks do you have close to you?
So we have two that are close to us, and you can asterisk the Lloyd Center if you want to count that. But from what I remember, they do not play hockey there. It's just a public rink. And I think there's figure skating there. And then we have three others, but the closest one to me, if I don't use the two here, is 2 hours, and then after that I have to go out to Bend, which Bend from here is I think 4 hours, and then from that it's Klamath Falls, which that's near the border, so you might as well just find a rink in California at that point.
Oh man, yeah. That, I mean, for being, you know, we consider it, you know, the northern part of our states, like, that's crazy that it's that limited, you know. Yeah. Like, you would think that there'd be more, especially with, you know, the Kraken coming, and like, it's, that's crazy.
And we have the Portland Winterhawks, so it's like, we have a hockey team, we have a minor team, but like, we don't have like the hockey crowd, like the people who want to play, because if you go to a Winterhawks game, you will like almost it's sold out a lot because they have like it's so much fun going there, but we just don't have the people that like actually want to go out, strap on the skates and play and, you know, do the hard work. They just want to sit and watch it, which I understand. I get it, but
I mean, yeah, I mean, it takes most of us a little bit of a step to go from watching it to being a part of it. Like, especially if you weren't bored into it, you know, like if you didn't just come out skating. So I can understand. And, you know, it's not a cheap sport by any means.
Definitely not.
So what got you into, again, I don't like this term, being an influencer? What made you decide to open yourself up to that?
So I followed Beer League Beauty. I like will say I was in love with her. Like I followed her. I always watched her YouTubes. Like sometimes I even go back and still watch them because they're fun to watch and like, you know, see like where you came from. Like this is what I used to watch and like how I like what got me started. And then from there, I kind of just wanted to put, it's more of like a personal journey for me, I guess, to see like how I improve. Cause it's crazy to see how much I've improved and like even how much like my saucing has improved. Like I can't wait till the one day, like I can be like, put my sauce out and be like on the saucer of the week. Like I don't even have to win it, but just to be put up there will be is like a personal goal for me. And I'm like all about like the striving to like, you know, get meet your goals and stuff.
Yes, to say the least. You're getting up at 5 a.m. every day, it seems like.
Yeah. I get up at 5 and then I get up and I run. I run through, well, right now I'm running 3 miles because I'm in a thing. And if I don't run 3 miles, I have to pay $5. So like I have no choice but to run 3 miles. But yeah, typically I average 3 miles every morning, every day, no matter what, rain, shine, ice, I still make it happen.
What does a 3 mile normally take you? An hour and a half? How fast are you going, I guess, is the question.
So if I'm slow, it takes me 40 minutes. But if I'm like fast, and my goal right now is to do it in 30 minutes. So I'm getting anywhere between like 34 was like my last 5K I did, my birthday one. I PR'd at 34 mile or 34 minutes.
That's so fast. I think my fastest mile was like when I was deep into CrossFit, and I think it was like maybe like just under 8 minutes.
Yeah. Well, in April, I am doing my third or fourth half marathon. So I'm also a runner, which I know I get a lot. I'm going to get a lot of hate because they say on everywhere I read, you're not supposed to be a long distance runner and a hockey player, but I can tell you, you can make it happen.
Whoever's telling you that is a little off, just because most of us do have to have the endurance. And it's like, cause even if you're taking short shifts, you still have to have the endurance of that fast burst, you know? So like, I mean, if you enjoy doing it, that's all that fucking matters. But yeah. But really, I believe that, you know, most of us should have some sort of cardio that we are doing consistently where you are pushing your body to the limit. Like I do, I like to do the rower and I like to do an assault bike, and I will do until I reach 100 calories. And like, that's full out sprint. Like, I mean, that has helped my endurance so much, and especially with goalie pads, like it is insane. But yeah, no, I believe that you should be having extra cardio, like all these, but I mean, most beer leaguers don't even stretch. So that's why I'm out pushing that we should be stretching more.
Well, I'm a runner and I don't stretch, but luckily I have you to tell me that I need to stretch every day, and you don't even like DM me or anything talk to me that I need to stretch. Just by you posting or your stretch, I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta stretch. Let's stop what I'm doing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're stretching.
Full facts, I am in Shelby's DMs consistently. I feel like I'm always being like, way to go, or sending her random fucking reels or something crazy. It's consistent. Yes. I feel like I'm a little bit of a stalker.
It's okay. I am too, because some days I'm like, oh, did she post? Because you know, you love, we gotta all love Instagram's algorithm. Yeah. That's like my favorite thing.
Full facts.
Yeah. So like I'll search, I have my people that I'll search, and I'll be like, did they post it? Because I gotta see what they did. I gotta like, you know, peep in at their life and what they're doing.
We gotta stay in contact, even though we don't actually contact each other.
Right.
So do you feel like your taping skills have improved? Because you are taping every Tuesday consistently. Do you feel like you can get it done in like less than 10 seconds now?
I was going to comment, because I think you left a comment on my Instagram about like if I gone fast. I've gone faster at it, but it's not the best. Like, I would not put it up for Howie's Take Drop Tuesday, because it's not perfect. And like, I'm also no Bailey, because Bailey from Howie's, oh my goodness, she can tape a stick like lightning speed. Like, I don't know how she does it. Like, but I've gotten better at it, yeah. And I could probably tape with maybe 12, like, I don't know. I've done it in a TikTok reel, so I guess 30 seconds.
Yeah. For me, I am such a perfectionist that it's like, it can't have a bubble. It has to be like perfectly like center, you know, that's my goaliness. But like, I just feel like it has to be so perfect that it's like, I would rather I sacrifice speed for accuracy.
My mentality is I'm like, I'm going to have to do this in a week. So might as well just like tape it to what, you know, I've thought about trying, you know, like the different tape jobs of like the different hockey players, but I'm way too scared of ruining my stick. And I only have 2 sticks. So I'm like, I don't want to risk a twig yet.
I think that's the funniest part is like when, like I see like little kids asking even like NHL players for their sticks. I'm just like, you know that we don't have very many of those, right? And those are very expensive. Like pucks we can give away like nobody's business.
Yeah. I actually, one of the things I like to do, because like as a hockey community, like, you know, as a whole, I like traveling with the sauce kit. And I've actually lost like sauce kit pucks, like because kids have been playing with it, just because, you know, it's nice to have the kids to have that one like hockey experience.
Yeah.
Even if that's like the only time they'll ever touch a stick. And like, I've lost pucks, but I'm like, oh, if I've ever lost a stick, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. Like I had to buy a cheaper stick just to do sauce kit stuff. Like, I'm like, I don't want to wreck my real sticks, especially since I spend more money on them.
Yeah. Like one of the sticks was actually, we call it my first stick because, you know, I was listening to other people, and me being fully left-handed, they said I was lefty. They're like, no matter what, you're left-handed. Well, a couple years ago, my husband was like, you know, I think you should try right. He was like, try with my stick, and I sauced it instantly, like got a money shot in the sauce kit, like you would have seen it on like movies. And so I've been like righty ever since. So I'm actually using his first stick, like hashtag hand-me-downs, like every hockey fourth line player. But like kids have like ruined that stick, and I'm just like, oh, I'm down to like one twig. I gotta like, you know, really get my stuff together.
That's amazing. I can't believe that people told you, like, it's always your dominant hand. And like, our dominant hand is not always the same as our writing hand, you know, like, that's the craziest thing, is just like, I can't believe that, but I'm glad that you found a good stick that fits you.
Right.
Even if it is hand me down.
Right. Cause like, it was crazy. Cause I was like, I was getting so mad and frustrated, like, not at the point of giving up, because like, I'm not that type of person, but it was so frustrating, you know, like, you've tried, like, I worked so hard. Like, I was spending like maybe 2 hours minimum a day just trying to sauce it, and I couldn't do it. And then finally he was like, just switch it. And then I got it instantly. I'm like, okay, this is my sign to stop listening to other people.
That's the beauty of, like, you know, once you get into even like playing a couple times, like, you start to learn like what works best for you. Like,
yeah,
all of my goalie sticks are, you know, they're pro stock sticks, and everybody's like, you should cut it. And I'm like, no, I like the size of it. Like, it is literally legitimately just, you know, some pro stick that I am using that I got for, you know, 40 or 60 bucks. Like, but that's what works for me. Like, I know that they're a little bit lesser of a stick because, you know, the pros don't have the best quality because it's meant for short term, not long term. But I mean, that stick works for me, and I like how tall it is, and I don't care that it's taller than me. And like,
I can't wait till I find the perfect stick, because I'm in like this, like, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Because like, I have a CCM stick, and the CCM is like that my husband's first stick, but we cut it down, and it is so hard. Like, I can't even remember, like, I can't tell you what the flex is at this moment, but it's really hard, and like, you can't flex it. I can put all my weight and it ain't budge. And then I have a Bauer stick, and I love that stick, but it's too whippy sometimes. So it's like, I need to find one that will just like fuse it together, and I can't wait till that one day happens.
We're in the constant pursuit of what's just right for us.
Right.
But I mean, I still don't have a player stick that works for me. I feel like because of my goalie stick, like, I'm not quite sure. Like, I like it being shorter. I like it being taller. Like, I don't like to bend that much. Like, the whole thing, I'm just, it's relearning everything again. And I feel like I ask like other girl players, like, what do you use? What's your flex? Like, all that stuff. And it's just like, it all just seems like we're so different, which, I mean, obviously that's why there's a million sticks, but I'm definitely like, oh man, it's the Cinderella slipper, but I feel like I can't afford it all the time to keep looking for it.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, we only have pro shops, which we have two pro shops, and they're good, but, you know, coming from Oregon, like I said, we don't have a lot of hockey. We don't have like a wide variety of sections. So like, I have to order my sticks, and I don't like doing that because they're not cheap, like we've said. So like, I don't know if I'm going to get, like, what if I hate that stick and then I have to do the hassle of returning it and then trying to find a different one? No way.
Right. The problems of, like, I feel like this is like the hockey girl problem.
Right.
Everybody else can't find the right pair of shoes. We can't find the right stick.
Right.
So the ending part, I love to get into punny stuff because I'm super into dad jokes. So the first one is, do you koozie?
That's like the beer can, right? The beer. Yeah. Okay.
It's like a beer sleeve, I guess.
You know what's funny is I never have, but I've actually started looking into them. Like, it's weird that you say that, because like, I was looking at them for putting some of my stocking stuffer, because I like, since I travel so much and like being outdoors, your drinks don't stay all that cold or all that warm. So yeah. I'm like debating on it. So maybe that's like, maybe in the future I'll like go back and be like, yeah, I'm a koozie person.
I've never been a koozie person. Like, I just feel like if you're taking that long to drink, like you're taking too long. Like it shouldn't be getting warm in your hand. But now that I've experienced like going to Boston and like stuff like that, it's like you need a koozie just so your hand doesn't like stick to the, you know, the aluminum. Yeah. Like it gets so cold that I'm like, if you're not wearing mittens, you need a koozie for sure. But we'll see. We'll have to come back and see if you're a koozie person.
Yeah. I'll do like a koozie thing. Like I'll get like, you know, the insulator ones and I can rate like every single one.
Right. And then what is your favorite chirp?
Oh, I can't think of it now. It's one that like I just heard too. And I thought it was like, I was laughing for like legit, like an hour. It was the one with Brad Marchand and it was like the hot dog one, like the do you eat hot dogs or something. I don't know. I can't think of what it was, what it is or what he said, but it was that quote. I'd like, for some reason that stuck with me for like the last couple, I think it happened like a month ago.
I mean, that's all you need. You need the one that makes you giggle.
I think we're like, since I'm like a bronze player, they don't really like chirp because like, you know, you might offend if like you chirp a player because we're all fourth line.
Yeah.
So like, I haven't heard a bunch, but yeah, that the hot dog winner, he asked if he ate, it was some type of food I thought at like the face off. And I was like, oh my God, I want to ask this now.
That's pretty funny. We're going to have to find it. Yeah. I'll look it up. And then talking about head, do you like head on your beer?
Okay, what is that?
It's the foam.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Okay.
I sound like such a baby. Like, what's this? What is that?
No, it's so adorable. But it's a question I have to ask, so...
I don't like the foam.
And then on your helmet or headwear, do you wear a cage, a visor, or nothing at all?
I wear a cage because I like my face. You know, like the way I look. I'm too afraid of losing teeth and stuff. I know the chances are probably slim being like C and under, but I just don't want to risk it.
The thing with the lower levels is that normally it's not like a puck to the face. Normally it's somebody's stick, could even be your own stick, and could just be you falling in a weird position, you know, or falling into the boards, that it's like, it could be any one of those things that ends up with you hitting your face on something. For me, it's always been a cage. I don't know. I can't do the bubble or the fishbowl. Like for me, it's just too weird.
Yeah, I haven't tried that, and I've seen like fog up too, and I'm like, that's weird. I feel like Darth Vader. I'll just stick with my cage.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I just feel like with the fogging of it all, like I already can't see the puck very well, so you know.
Yeah.
I need also, any help I can get.
Like, the cage is the most safest thing. I'm kind of all about like the head safety and like player safety. So like anything that will protect me, like just a little more out there, I'm all for it. Even if I look ridiculous and everyone looks cooler out there with their visors, even though sometimes the tinted ones, as a scorekeeper, I always thought they were RoboCop.
So looks like it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, RoboCop's coming to the box.
I don't know. I wear a helmet even like when I go to public skates. I am just so weird about it. Like, I don't even care.
I've had too many head injuries, and I've seen way too many head injuries to even want to risk anything.
My thing is, asphalt is hard, or, you know, asphalt, like ice, all of it's hard that it's like, I don't want to chance it.
Yeah.
Ice is harder than it looks, you know, like it's not forgiving at all.
At least you slide, because it's better than like the green crash. Because I mean, like, I'll take sliding on ice compared to having the sliding and then I can hear my skin just slowly.
I'm 100% that way. Like when we would all talk about it, like I was like, I would rather have snow burn than road rash. Like 100%. Like at least like with ice and snow, like you don't have to worry about picking rocks out of your skin, you know,
yeah,
or dirt. Like you have to scrub it so hard to get the dirt out of it. It's real gross. Well, I love to give the floor to you, kind of let people know where they can follow you. If you have Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you know, whatever you want to do, so people can follow your journey.
I am on TikTok and Instagram. One day, hopefully, this is like me, you know, shouting out there. I want to start a YouTube channel just because of how much I do, and I think it would be fun to document it. So maybe one day I'll do a YouTube channel, and it would be Fourth Line Beauty. I'm everywhere along the board, Fourth Line Beauty.
I'm shocked that nobody else has taken that from you. I feel like it, like, luckily Teeny Tendy hasn't been taken in most places, but like some of them, like, it's like weird things are taken in weird places.
I actually got a lot of like hate at first for mine. So now like my Fourth Line Beauty is kind of like a sassy, like, F you to everyone who like didn't like it. Cause they're like, Fourth Line, that's not even a thing. I'm like, obviously, haven't you seen my skills? Like, I'm not like, you know, the gold player, any player.
I love when people have to, you have to explain it to people that like, yeah, that's the point. Yeah, I'm a bench warmer without saying it.
Yeah. And that's like my favorite, like, one thing when like people like want to like spread hate or they try to, it's like, I already know I suck. I'm obviously embracing it, and I'm obviously like showing everyone else out there who probably thinks they suck at hockey, you know what, there's someone out there, me, who sucks at hockey with them, so they're not alone.
It's all about getting out there. Like, it doesn't matter where we, you know, everybody starts somewhere, but it's like, just don't be afraid to try it, you know?
Yeah, and like, don't give up either. Like, I would, like, if I gave up, like, before, like, switching my sticks, I would have hated myself, because I would have been, like, I worked all this time for what? Nothing.
Are you going to make a broken stick into a fishing pole?
Yes. Actually, probably the CCM will soon be turned into a fishing pole. That's if I'm like good this year and Santa gives me a hockey stick, because I've asked for one on my Christmas list. So if I get a new stick, the CCM will be turned into a fishing pole, and we will definitely be filming catching fish on it. Even catching leaves. Like, I'm going to catch leaves.
I feel like that's the ultimate in, like, you know, that's where your YouTube should be.
Yeah, right.
Showing you playing with the stick and then turning it into, and then catching a fish on it. Like,
yeah,
the full repurposing. For sure. Well, thank you so much for taking your time out of your day, Shelby. I do appreciate it. Sorry, Fourth Line Beauty. I really appreciate you coming on, and I know that this is out of your comfort zone, and that's why I appreciate you even more, like, showing other people that, you know, you don't have to be afraid. Like, it's still public speaking, but in a much smaller realm. It's just you and me right now. So
yeah, it's a very intimate.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you more than you even know.
Yeah. Thank you for having me on.